Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Hello and welcome to the special monthly Why Are People Into That educational segment, sponsored by the Pleasure Chest. Happy 2018, everybody. It is obviously winter because I can't tell if this cold is coming or going, but I hope everyone enjoys my especially femme fatale voice today. And to celebrate the possibility of new beginnings, my special guest today is Carly. Say hi, Carly.
Hi, everybody.
Listeners may remember Carly's deadpan humor and marvelous sex toy insight from some of my live shows at the Pleasure Chest. She joins me today to put a new spin on New Year's resolutions. How you feeling, Carly?
Feeling pretty great.
Sweet. So, Carly, who are you? Who are you? And what do you do at the Pleasure Chest?
Well, I just got promoted, so now I'm the Mazel supervisor. Tov.
Okay, yes. So you're the supervisor.
Yes.
Of the New York store?
Of the Upper East Side store.
Of the Upper East Side store on 2nd Avenue in Manhattan. Okay.
I'm also one of their educators. So I teach workshops on anything from down and dirty for the holidays to pegging to body positivity to the ultimate orgasm.
Sex magic.
All that good stuff.
Awesome. I've seen you teach at several different events and at the store, and I think you have such a great style and presence and humor, and anybody should definitely check out your classes when you're teaching.
I'm glad that my student loan debt for my music education degree coming to good use. I am a great teacher then. Yay!
So what do you do when you're not at the Pleasure Chest?
When I'm not at the Pleasure Chest, I still keep things really sexy. I have my sexy alter ego, Chloe Venom.
Oh, yes, I know Chloe as well.
Yes, both those accounts follow you.
Or should I say Ms. Venom?
Yeah. So I make porn and I do cam work, and I have turned my partner out, so now we both do porn together.
Yes, very convenient.
Yeah, you know.
It's like you got the gig.
Yeah, exactly. You are my personal stunt cock.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Right.
Cool. And so if people are interested in patronizing Chloe Venom or learning more about that side of you, where can they find that side on the internet?
I am very professional. I have my own site, so it's just chloevenom.com.
Cool.
And there you can find my social media. You can buy pictures. You can buy videos. You can just tip me because I'm pretty.
Oh, my God.
All that good stuff. And if you want to read me talking about more of, like, my sex ed stuff, where I talk a lot about body positivity and all kinds of different sex toys that I like, a.k.a. all the different wands that I like to use, that's dildo or dildon't.wordpress.com.
Ah, yes, the great dildo or dildon't blog. I love the name and I love the blog.
Yes.
So I recommend everybody check out all of the places that that Carly exists on the interwebs. So it's the new year, and I was wondering, what do you think about the whole idea of New Year's resolutions?
Well, I think that New Year's resolutions can be great for setting really powerful intentions, which you know, sex magic is all about intentions.
Absolutely.
But I think that most New Year's resolutions are purely based in, like, body hate.
Absolutely.
So I think it's kind of bullshit.
Totally.
Even when I was getting ready, I did a stream on O School a few months ago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was on, like, who gets to be naked. And when I was, like, I had my own notes, but I was looking for other resources, and I was Googling, like, body positivity and, like, how to feel better naked, and the only thing that comes up is weight loss tips.
And because that would be the only way to feel better naked.
Clearly the only way to feel good naked is to not have jiggly bits.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't subscribe to that.
No, no, I don't actually wish anyone good luck with that.
Yeah.
please don't get rid of the jelly. Yeah. Oh, total side note, I recently found out that the Big Frida song that goes, it must be jelly because jam don't shake, is actually a reference to a 1940s Glenn Miller band song. I never knew that.
I knew that.
I listened to it and I was like, wow, this is just pop culture is a snake eating its own tail. Anyway, so we love, we're big jelly shaking fans.
I'm a big fan of the jiggle.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it seems like not only is so much of the culture, if you can call it that, of New Year's resolutions about negativity and feeling better about yourself by fixing your flaws, but of course it's also about capitalist consumption, right?
Yeah.
It's about creating,
what can they sell you to fix those flaws?
Exactly. Like how can they, the big scary they, the powers that be, make you feel inadequate, or make you see yourself as flawed, or certain parts of yourself as flawed, and in the same cycle then also present you with a solution, the only solution to that, which is something that you can buy. But then of course that's never going to make you actually feel good about yourself.
Of course.
So then you feel bad about yourself for the fact that it didn't work.
And now you're broke.
But you have to keep feeding the beast.
Exactly.
And
all that, like, diet food crap is so unhealthy for you.
So bad.
It's, you know, honestly, everything in moderation.
Including moderation.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, sometimes it's great to be excessive, and sometimes it's great to, you know, maybe not eat a second steak. You know?
What if they're two little steaks?
Then there you go. It's perfect.
Perfect.
It's like pasty-sized steaks.
Yes. eating a steak, like, off of someone's tits.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Then you can burn some calories by fucking them.
Yeah.
Okay, but so since we live in this culture of, you know, of capitalism and marketing telling us that we are inadequate and then trying to sell us all this snake oil that's going to make us feel better, which then doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
How can we interrupt that? How can we disrupt it? Like, I feel like you're somebody that I really look to for a lot of assertive destruction of bullshit.
I appreciate that. I want that on my tombstone.
Yes.
Honestly, like, how I did it and how I recommend other people doing it is changing the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
You're your own worst critic. So I know, like, sometimes, like, I'll look at really sexy pictures of me and I'm like, oh, God, like, there's, like, a dark spot in my thighs or something. And, like, my partner or other people will be like, your tits look amazing.
Right.
And it's like, oh, you're not even looking at the thing that I'm seeing.
Of course not.
And, like, that's always the case. But, like, even just, like, non-sexual things, it's like, when you're on the subway or you're out in public and you're seeing other people, being kind towards other people too will kind of help reset your mind, because if you can say one nice thing about every single person that you see, then it's going to kind of train you to be nicer to yourself.
Wow, that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, so I recently heard some great advice about your inner critic that was basically to imagine that your inner critic is the person at the party that nobody invited, that when you start we start having a conversation with them, you immediately are like, how long before I can pretend that I have to go to the bathroom so that I can lose this person?
Gracefully bow out of this shitty conversation.
Exactly. And I find that personifying my inner critic in that way is really helpful, and just being like, my inner critic is a bore.
Yeah. I was talking about it as like having a really unsexy threesome. So like if you're thinking about like, oh, my cellulite or my stomach or like my armpit hair or like whatever, like you're not thinking about all the pleasure that you should be having. You're listening to this unsexy person criticizing you, and it's the least sexy threesome ever unless you're into that.
Yeah.
Which, by all means, do that thing then. But like, if you're not and it's distracting you from like pleasure, then fuck that person.
Kick that person
out. Kick that person out of the room.
Yeah. Get yourself off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Totally. Well, I love the idea of focusing on self-love and self-care as a way to remedy this toxic culture of flaw consumption or like band-aids over your flaws or whatever. And I also really like the idea of, I think that that's a very magic idea too, that when you put goodness out into the world that it comes back to you threefold, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And like, and you don't even have to tell the people that you're like giving these compliments to, but like, maybe throw a compliment at somebody else. You might make someone else's day. They might be having a really terrible day, and like, now you've been like, oh wow, like, now that person's having a great day because this stranger complimented them.
Yeah.
Put it out into the world.
But if you're a man, don't.
Oh no, not
compliment.
A man.
Compliment.
Yeah.
don't just like compliment a stranger.
No,
and like make them feel unsafe and
it doesn't have to be a sexy compliment. It could be like, I like your glasses.
Yeah, totally. I do like your sparkly glasses,
thank you.
By the way. Well, I love that. So a good New Year's resolution could be, I am gonna give myself a positive affirmation every morning or once a week.
Yeah.
You know, every Sunday night.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. And that's more about like retraining your own negative thoughts. But like the positive affirmation thing is a whole nother one where like every morning, like tell yourself one positive thing. And like if you don't have a positive thing, just say a neutral comment. Be like, I am a brunette.
Yeah.
I have hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a job.
Yeah, I have a job.
I got out of bed today.
Exactly. Something neutral. I did the thing.
Yeah. I'm breathing in and out. Sometimes
that's enough.
You just got to focus on that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any New Year's resolutions that you want to share with us?
So I don't really do New Year's resolutions because I feel like any time in the year I can set goals for myself that I will then smash because that is what I do. But my resolution or intentions that I'm setting is just to bring more money and be a little more financially sound, which you can do by tipping me on my website, ChloeVenom.com.
Make it happen. Yeah. Make it happen.
You know, if someone wants to pay for a tattoo session, that's also an option. So, you know, things that make me happy.
Oh, for you to get tattooed by someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to sponsor. So Carly's New Year's resolution is you, listener, sponsor her getting the things that she wants, like tattoos or cash.
Yeah.
Or
then I could buy my dog more clothes.
Awesome. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Shih Tzu, and we already have matching jean vests, so now we need, like, matching pajamas. We got to make a whole series.
I just watched Best in Show for the first time.
I love that movie.
Like 15 years the other day, and was very entertained by the little Shih Tzus, especially in the end when they're, like, in the like Gone with the Wind scene. Anyway, are you gonna do you ever do that with your dog?
Maybe.
Set them up in classic movie scenes.
Yes.
Well, any other, do you have any like sexy resolutions?
My sexy resolutions just involve shooting more porn where people are masturbating to my fat jiggly body.
So the people in the porn are masturbating, or just that you're shooting the porn and then people are paying for it and then masturbating?
Yeah, ideally people are paying for it and then masturbating to me. I love the idea of people masturbating to me.
Awesome.
I just think it's great.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spread that love.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Well, again, listeners, this is really just a very long, involved infomercial.
Ever Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sexy resolutions on lockdown, but can we, for the listeners, can we brainstorm a variety of different New Year's resolutions that are about self-care and body positivity and sex positivity and affirmations?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my top one that I like to tell people is to touch yourself in a way, or touching specifically the parts of your body that you deem as like flaws or not as sexy, and touch them in a really sexy way. And that'll kind of force you to love that. Or like finding porn that's like, if you're self-conscious about your stomach, like find porn with people with really round bellies and see how cute it is, and like fall in love with that.
Oh my God. Like, can we recommend some porn of some like soft belly porn stars? April Flores,
Sophia,
Sophia St. James.
Yeah, and there's also Sophia Rose. She's sexy and soft and beautiful. Awesome. Maserati Monica, who I also shot a scene with, is gorgeous and soft. And Marilyn Mason is just starting to do porn again and is gorgeous and soft.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, something that on that note that I find is even just following people on Instagram who have a variety of different bodies, like Virgie Tovar, not a porn star, but an amazing like fat positive writer and speaker, and even like fat fashion. I find that following Instagram, so that like when I'm scrolling through Instagram, you know, it's like I have a lot of friends who are sex workers who are posting very I don't like saying idealized, because I feel like that like implies that there is like one ideal, which is like exactly the thing that we're trying to upend, right? But a sort of
standard,
or like a very I also don't want to say doctored. I don't know what's the word that I'm looking for to be really accurate. Just like this like version of themselves that is meant to be marketed to a certain kind of person and send a certain kind of message, right? Which is often like lighting and Photoshop and lingerie that makes it look like they don't have any stretch marks, or make it look like when they are lounging on a fancy hotel bed that their stomach is completely smooth, right? So that's you know, I love my friends, I love those pictures. I sometimes find bodies like that sexy even, but then to like also have like other sexy, happy bodies in various states of undress or just like fabulous fashion, it like makes me feel like, oh right, I'm surrounded, you know, in New York City I'm surrounded by ads that only show one kind of body, but Instagram and social media are places where people are representing all kinds of different bodies.
Yeah, and that's another great resolution, creating like a body positive bubble around yourself.
Yeah.
I know that anytime like I use a hashtag that's like fat femme or like fat positive or whatever, I will get like 5 or 6 Instagram accounts that are like, lose weight now. And I immediately block them.
Yeah.
Because you're not gonna like or comment on my pictures. Oh, and I don't need to lose weight now.
No, you don't. Or tomorrow.
Or ever. Yeah, exactly.
That's so sad.
Yeah, so like I really only follow things that make me happy. So that's like glittery things, dogs, lingerie, stuff like that.
Glittery dogs and lingerie.
Dogs
and glittery lingerie. I don't know why I'm like obsessed with dressing up your dog. But anyway.
But yeah, and like you can also mute certain words on Twitter. So like if like you want to mute the word diet or whatever.
Oh,
and
I
like
love that.
And people want to talk about diets all the time, especially around New Year's. You can always redirect the conversation and be like, that's, you know, not what I'm doing right now. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah. Well, then you, sadly though, then you won't see anybody saying riots, not diets.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like, maybe you can do it so that you can include it as long as it says not diets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, diets in particular are, this is a hard time of year for that, especially being around family, you know, in January. We're all coming off of probably a couple of months of being around family who may have different values around food and different values around bodies or different values around what fashion is appropriate in different circumstances, and or like what, you know, what is an appropriate body. I'm even thinking about, like, I don't know, being around certain parts of my family with like having hairy legs and the way that people comment on that, and the way that even if, like, believe me, I feel very secure in my decision not to shave my legs at this point. It doesn't even really feel like a decision anymore. It just feels like this is like the way that I pretty much always am. But it still is painful to have someone say, oh, well, you know, if you shaved your legs, maybe you would like it, or some dismissive comment that somebody thinks is for my own good, but they're policing my body. Anyway, so I feel like, but just earlier today, I was making a custom video for a client where he specifically wanted me to, like, just, like, sensuously rub my fingers through my body leg hair, just like you were just describing.
Exactly.
So, coincidence, you know? So maybe making, that could be another really nice resolution, is, like, making a video, you know, if you have a smartphone or access to something that you can use to make a video, which many people do these days, making a sensual video of your body to send to your partner, and really, like, taking the time to do that. I mean, I took the time to do it today because somebody gave me money to do it. And then I was like, this is very relaxing.
Yeah.
You know, because especially since, like, the phone kind of becomes your, like, becomes a partner. It's almost like masturbation, right?
Yeah.
Like, and because you make the phone or the camera into this sort of, like, POV of your body, or,
and that could be another resolution: watch yourself masturbate, because who is sexier than you?
Nobody.
Exactly. Like, I love a good full-length mirror where I can see every nook and cranny.
Oof.
And you can see your skin flush and your eyes dilate, and it's just hot.
Ooh, that's
awesome. So good. Like, you can make little videos for yourself. I have a clip that I'm going to be shooting that I like to call narcissism, where I'm going to be masturbating to a video of myself.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
So, you know, you got to be your biggest fan.
Absolutely agree. So that's a great resolution. Be my own biggest fan. Making videos of yourself, maybe just for yourself, maybe for a partner or partners, maybe put it on the internet and make some money. Join us.
Exactly.
And surrounding yourself with body positive imagery and body positive people also, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, if you have people in, you know, you can't choose your family. You're, like, stuck with your family for the most part until you're not.
Yeah.
You know, and you can love your family of origin and not like everything that they say. But, yeah, giving yourself extra self-care and love and being around people who love you exactly the way that you are to sort of heal from those little, like, bruises and microaggressions that can sometimes feel like death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's sad, too, for me as somebody who, like, is, like a low-key gym rat meathead. Like, I like going to the gym, and I like cooking healthy food. It's always really sad for me that January feels like a time when those healthy impulses become like compulsive and about a lack. And there's like a bunch of people at the gym that I like haven't seen before and I know I'm not going to see again come March that are there because they feel awful.
Yeah.
But then it's like not sustainable. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, do you have any suggestions for more like sustainable ways of like being, of thinking about food or thinking about exercise that isn't just about like, I have to fix myself?
I mean, I go to the gym and it's not because I have like a weight goal. It's about like, I live on a fourth floor walk up and my goal in terms of going to the gym is to not die every time I reach the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
And it's really about like maintaining. And I think if you treat it as like tattoos, like this, my body is my temple and this is how I'm taking care of it. And like,
yeah,
as long as you're not making it an obsessive thing where like you're going to the gym every single day for 4 hours and like this is all you're doing, unless like that's your job, like I think it could be a really healthy thing. Like, fat positivity and being a fat person doesn't necessarily mean that like you're anti-gym or anti-working out. There's lots of fat people that dance and do yoga and weightlift, and like that woman that won the Olympics and did the, I'm not athletic, she was throwing those discs and she was a big fat femme and she was beautiful.
What is that called? The disc throwing.
Yeah, that thing. And you know, she's a larger woman and she's clearly athletic because she's an Olympic medalist.
Totally.
So it's all about like whatever your goals are. And like, I'm a big person. No matter how much weight I lose, I will never not be plus size. And I'm okay with that.
You should be more than okay
exactly.
with that.
Exactly. I'm great with it.
Awesome.
So it's really just about, like, making yourself feel good. And if going to the gym makes you feel good, then do that.
Yeah.
If things don't make you feel good, if they don't taste delicious, if they don't make you orgasm, then why are you doing it?
Oh, my gosh. Preach. So, how long have you worked at the Pleasure Chest?
So I was there for 2 years and then I left to this horrible sex negative store for about a year and a half. And now I've been back for almost a year.
Awesome.
So it's been a collective 3 years there.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you found your way back.
Yes. I'm very happy to be back. It's a great place to work and it's, you know, body positive and safe sex toys and
sex work positive,
and
too.
Sex work positive
can be totally out.
Yeah.
That's a refrain I've heard a lot from Pleasure Chest employees, and I feel that way too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, what are some great toys that someone can indulge in, not just because it's the new year and they want to treat themselves, but also just to keep warm in these cold, dark, domestic hibernation months?
Well, funny you should say warm, because that's the thing that I'm going to talk about.
Oh my god, yes.
So there is this fancy sex toy warmer called the Warm.
Okay.
And it looks like this really plush leather satchel, and you can wrap your toys in it. It even fits wands, because if you know me at all, you know I love wands.
Like a wand vibrator.
Yeah,
right?
So like a big like back massager style toy. Mm-hmm. Like the handle might stick out a little bit, but that doesn't need to be warm.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, so like, it's this really, like, plush thing, and you wrap the toys in it, and you close the leather part, and you click the button, and it warms it up to a little bit above body temperature.
Oh, my God.
Which is really nice because, again, self-care. Mm. So now you have these 10 minutes where your toy is warming up, where you can do lots of foreplay and love your body and look at yourself in the mirror and be like, you're a sexy bitch.
Yes. Yes.
And, like, really just touch yourself and get yourself warmed up before you use these toys that are nice and warm.
Oh, I love this sort of like anticipation of,
exactly.
of and it like baking.
Exactly. And you're like setting up this whole like scene and this whole mood, and everything's going to be nice and feel so great, and it's going to be wonderful.
It's like a little hot tub for your sex toys.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I love that. And isn't the Warm also designed by like a female entrepreneur?
Yeah. Yep.
Another reason to support it.
Absolutely.
What's her name?
Janine.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. And she's amazing. She's come into the store. We did like a launch event for her.
Cool.
And she was so nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, because I'm going to be honest, I thought like a sex toy warmer was silly at first.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm like, I can run my toys under the water. I don't need this fancy pouch. But, like,
what's the difference?
The way that the warm works, it, like, permeates the toys in this way that, like, really makes it warm from, like, the inside. So, like, if you put a dildo in it, it's really going to feel real.
Like a silicone dildo?
Like a silicone, yeah, you got to put, like, body safe things in it, otherwise you're going to melt disgusting
rubber.
Also, just,
rubber. Like, don't have non-body safe toys. Yeah, and if you are more curious about which materials are and aren't body safe. Yeah.
I have that on my blog.
Yes, dildo or dildon't.wordpress.com. And the pleasure chest is also a really great place to be educated about the qualities of different materials and the pros and cons.
Yeah, and if you come
materials.
Into the store, we can show you there's different finishes of silicone. There's softer ones. There's harder ones. There's stainless steel. There's glass. So, like, there's something for everybody.
Love it.
So, like, it just warms it up in a way that just feels really good, especially, like, the dildos and things that are going inside of you because, like, when you're putting something warm in your muscles relax. So, like, anally, if you want something really big, like, it's going to help that sphincter muscle relax.
Yes.
If you have cramps and you have a vagina, it's going to feel really amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like an internal hot water bottle.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. And the things that you want to put in the warm are going to be, these are, like, the top of my list right now, are the toys from New York Toy Collective.
Yes, they are so
they
great.
They are so
also
great.
Also, like, queer entrepreneurs, local to,
exactly.
to New York, yeah. Great, awesome.
Exactly.
Manufacturers.
And a lot of them are pack and plays, so they're posable, bendable toys that you can wear out and then pull out and fuck somebody, which
amazing.
Is always beautiful. And they come in all different sizes, so, like, if I have someone who is, like, a butt beginner, I have the perfect toy for that, especially if you have a larger body. They make the Mason, so it's, like, long but a little thinner.
Oh, smart.
So it's really great. So, like, if you have, like, a belly or a really great ass, like, all that stuff gets taken away, like, inches with the toys. So, like, you need a longer toy. Yeah, and it's amazing. And, like, I use it on cam all the time. I have a hot pink one that looks really wonderful between my tits.
Cute.
So, like, it's wonderful. And they come in anything from, like, I think, like, 5 inches to, like, 9.
Oof.
So, like, if you're a size queen also, they got something for you.
Okay, so New York Toy Collective toys, throw them in the warm.
Exactly.
And what about, what's, like, your favorite wand right now?
So, even though I have a tattoo of the magic wand, which is,
yes.
like, the classic original one, I am obsessed with the light wand. I just got, like, their gunmetal steel one.
Oof, that's
which,
sexy.
Exactly, which is just sexy. But it's so strong. It's stronger than a Sibian.
Ooh.
Yeah. Their lowest setting is, like, teeth rattling. And, like, that is something that I greatly appreciate. Like, it's not for someone who doesn't love strong vibration, but if you love strong vibration, that is the best thing ever. And the nice part about it is it comes with all the world attachments. So, like, if you travel and you do sex work or you make porn or whatever and you bring your magic wand and you plug it in Germany, it might explode.
Not in a good way.
Yeah. So, like, the fact that it could be charged globally is really nice, and it comes with a little snazzy bag.
Love that.
Yeah. It was funny. I was actually shooting porn with Maserati Monica, and she was using the wand on me, and she was like, oh, your magic wand. And I was like, actually, it's a lay wand.
Yes.
And it was in the middle of her, like, going down on me with this wand.
Oh, my God. This is what happens when you make porn with sex educators.
Exactly. But it felt like such a commercial, but I was just like, no, but, like, everyone should know it's this very special, amazing wand.
I love that.
But it's great. And if you like strong vibration, you should try it.
Well, I feel like we could talk about sex toys until 2019, but I think that's all the time that we have in the studio today. So I know that people can check out pleasurechest.com and the New York, LA, and Chicago stores all have their own Twitter accounts, and then the accounts all have one big Instagram, right?
Yes.
So check out Pleasure Chest online. You can actually shop on the online store, or if you're ever in New York, Chicago, or LA, make sure to check out the actual in-the-flesh storefronts, go to workshops, and if you're in New York, I highly recommend going to any of the workshops that are available there, which are always free, but definitely if you have a chance to get taken to school by Carly, I can't recommend that enough. And can you say again where online people can find out more about you and your work, Carly?
Yes. So my sex ed stuff is dildo or dildon't.wordpress.com. And if you want to chat with me, I'm also on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook on Makeup and Sin.
Love that handle.
And then if you want to support the arts, you can find me at chloevenom.com. And all my social media is basically Chloe_Venom, or Snapchat is chloevenom. And for Snapchat, pay for premium and you'll see my nipples.
Yes. What fabulous nipples they are. Thank you so much for being here, Carly, and Happy New Year to all my listeners.
Happy New Year.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.